This paper has been slightly modified to optimize your listening experience. While we have included a brief description of the figures and tables, all references, citations, parentheses, appendices, footnotes and endnotes have been removed. To obtain these tables, figures, quotes, appendices, full references and citations for this paper, please view the HTML or PDF version at the iRodul website, www.irodul.org, International Review of Research in Open and Distributed Learning, Volume 17, Number 5, September 2016. The title of this article is The Effects of a Pedagogical Agent's Smiling Expression on the Learner's Emotions and Motivation in a Virtual Learning Environment. The authors of this article are TZE Wei Liu of Multimedia University in Malaysia, Nor Azan Matsin and Nor Ada Sahari of University Kebangsan Malaysia, and Sumay Tan of Multimedia University in Malaysia. Abstract. The present study aimed to test the hypothesis that a smiling expression on the face of a talking pedagogical agent could positively affect a learner's emotions, motivation, and learning outcomes in a virtual learning environment. Contrary to the hypothesis, results from Experiment 1 demonstrated that the pedagogical agent's smile induced negative emotional and motivational responses in learners. Experiment 2 showed that the social meaning of a pedagogical agent's smile might be perceived by learners as polite or fake. In addition, qualitative data provided insights into factors that may cause negative perceptions of a pedagogical agent's smile, which in turn lead to negative affective states in learners. Theoretical and design implications for pedagogical agents in virtual learning environment are discussed in the concluding section of the paper. Keywords: pedagogical agent, smiling expression, emotion contagion, emotion, virtual learning environment, motivation, introduction. One of the major drawbacks of e-learning relates to the lack of social and personal presence in this environment. This issue has prompted the implementation of artificial intelligent characters known as pedagogical agents in virtual learning systems. Pedagogical agents are visual characters that reside within the digital space of virtual learning systems. They are viewed as intrinsically social interfaces, which allows for the inclusion of socio-emotive values in the learning process. Embedded within virtual learning environments, pedagogical agents take instructional roles such as tutor, learning companion and coach in e-learning environments. Proponents of pedagogical agent have claimed that the visual embodiment of an agent can create a persona effect in virtual educational systems. The persona effect refers to a phenomenon in which the mere presence of an agent leads to an enhanced learning experience in a virtual learning environment. Moreover, it was also argued that pedagogical agents can help induce a sense of social cues in a multimedia message that can prime the social conversation schema in learners. Against this background, advocates of pedagogical agents have posited that if visual interfaces of agents are integrated into learning systems, learners will experience higher motivation to learn. In a similar vein, an agent may function as a social model that can influence a learner's motivation and attitude regarding a subject domain. Previous studies have shown that pedagogical agents that were young, female and cool were instrumental in positively changing young women's attitudes and self-efficacy in engineering-related domains. In addition, the inclusion of a pedagogical agent may allow relevant information in virtual environment to be pointed out effectively during the learning process. For instance, prior studies have demonstrated that participants learned more in a system with a pedagogical agent than in a system without an agent. Atkinson suggested that the agent enhanced learning by providing gestures that helped learners to pay attention to relevant information. With the presence of an agent, learners' cognitive resources were effectively utilized, as learners did not need to dedicate their mental efforts to searching the virtual learning space for relevant visual information. Pedagogical agents can also function as vessels that contain distributed information. In other words, pedagogical agents can scaffold learners by asking questions, providing hints, or offering alternative perspectives during learning. Holmes demonstrated that learners who interacted with pedagogical agents produced deeper explanations in post-tests than learners who did not interact with an agent. In his paper, Holmes pointed out that the agents were designed to stimulate deeper understanding in novice learners by listening and providing feedback regarding the subject domain. Hence, learners who conversed with agents had the advantage of exercising good explanatory skills and, hence, outperformed learners who did not interact with the agents. In virtual learning systems, can a learner's emotional and motivational response be affected by the facial expression of a virtual agent? If so, what kind of emotional response is induced by what type of agent's expression? These are interesting questions, as recent advances in multimedia technology allow the development of realistic virtual learning agents with emotional states indicated through speech, body language, and facial expressions. As more and more embodied agents are being implemented in educational virtual domains, it is hypothesized that the design of an agent's facial expression has a strong impact on learner-virtual agent interaction. Nevertheless, it is still unclear how people perceive and respond to synthetic displays of emotions by virtual agents. Against this background, the present study aims to explore the effects on emotional, motivational, and learning outcomes in learners as a result of perceiving facial expressions of virtual learning agents. More specifically, we focus our investigation on how a pedagogical agent's smiling expression affects the learner's emotions, motivation, and learning outcomes. The effects of an agent's smile in virtual applications. The media equation makes a compelling case that human-to-human rules of social psychology are also relevant to human-virtual agent interaction. Studies have shown that the social rules that are established in human-to-human communications are also prevalent in human-to-computer settings. Some of the social interplays that have been observed empirically in human-computer experiments are the stereotype effect, inhibition facilitation effect, politeness effect, similarity attraction, empathy, and the venting effect. Emotional contagion refers to the automatic tendency for a person's emotional state to be affected by another person's emotional expression. In social interaction, people unconsciously send cues about their emotional state through nonverbal signals such as facial expressions, vocal inflections, body gestures, and posture, and perceive such cues sent by others. The inducement of emotions between people is not caused by an intended action of a person, but only by the perception of the emotional expression of that person. Literature has shown that emotional contagion can also occur in human-computer interaction. As discussed below, smiling expressions of agents have been shown to affect users' emotional and motivational experiences in virtual systems. In one study, Tsai, Boring, Marcella, Wood, and Tam showed that participants experienced increased happiness simply by viewing static images of smiling virtual agents. Tsai and his team conducted another experiment to ascertain if the effect of emotional contagion would positively impact participants' trust and likelihood of cooperation in a virtual simulation of strategic decision-making. However, it was found that the effect of emotional contagion disappeared in the virtual scenario. In a subsequent experiment, the emotional contagion effect reappeared when the need for decision-making was removed from the virtual scenario. Taken together, Tsai and his team proposed that participants' act of deliberate thinking diminished the effect of emotional contagion. Related research by Ku et al. Revealed that participants felt congruent emotions while observing virtual agents with different facial expressions agents. Interestingly, they demonstrated that the intensity of congruent emotions felt by viewers increased according to the intensity of the facial expressions by virtual avatars. This observation is in line with the mechanism of mimicry, in which greater emotional display by the agents results in higher levels of emotional contagion in people. Though the study did not extend its findings to virtual applications and scenarios, it asserted that people's emotional responses are spontaneously affected by facial expressions of virtual agents. In an experiment by Cromer et al., participants were paired with either a non-smiling agent, an infrequent smiles agent, or a frequent smiles agent. Though the frequency of agent smiles did not differently affect participants' perceptions of the agent, it was shown that participants tended to mimic the smile of the virtual agent. Furthermore, it was observed that these mimicry responses were elicited even when participants did not consciously notice the facial expression of the virtual agent. Though participants' emotions were not measured in the study suggested the mechanism of facial mimicry in human-agent interaction. An experiment by Pertob, Slater, and Barker showed that speakers in virtual environment were affected emotionally by a virtual avatar's nonverbal characteristics such as facial expressions, body postures, and gestures. As predicted, speakers felt less anxiety when paired with virtual audiences that displayed positive expressions such as encouraging nods, frequent smiles, and appropriate body orientation. In contrast, virtual audiences that showed negative characteristics such as yawning, slouching, and avoidance of eye contact induced a higher level of anxiety response from the human speaker. DeMello et al. Demonstrated that the virtual agent's static facial displays of joy, sadness, anger, and guilt influenced participants' decision to counteroffer, accept, or drop out from virtual negotiations. Furthermore, People's expectations about the agent's decisions were impacted by these facial expressions. Though there were no measures of emotion taken from the participants, the study affirmed that the facial expressions of virtual agents induce subconscious behavioral and cognitive responses from people. Research motivation. Based on these related works, there is empirical evidence regarding the effects of smiling expressions by agents in human-agent interaction. More specifically, there is a tendency for people to automatically catch emotions from smiling expressions of virtual agents. These findings seem to support the emotional transference mechanism, in which people are more likely to experience emotional convergence by simply observing the facial expressions of virtual agents. Studies regarding agent smile have been conducted in virtual scenarios such as decision-making, negotiation and games. However, research related to the effects of an agent's smile in a virtual learning environment is still scant. This research gap needs to be filled, as there is a potential for virtual agents to express motivation and excitement in a way that is infectious to human learners. In other words, it might be interesting to determine if an agent's smile can automatically induce positive emotions in learners. It is further hoped that the induced positive emotion can have a facilitating effect on learners' motivation and perception of learning environments. Hence, we hypothesized that an agent's smiling expression will positively enhance a learner's motivation, perceptions and learning outcomes in a virtual learning environment. In addition, prior studies tested the effects of an agent's smile with static images of virtual agents. As there is an increasing trend and expectation for believable agents to dynamically express emotions in virtual applications, it is, therefore, imperative to extend this line of investigation with animated virtual agents. Previous work has only explored the effects of an agent's smile with the agent's facial expression as the sole modality and source of emotional cues. The effect of a smiling expression has not yet been tested for scenarios in which facial expressions and vocal expressions are presented by talking virtual agents. Against this background, this paper aims to extend the field by addressing two key points. Firstly, we aim to investigate the effects of smiling expression with talking pedagogical agents rather than static images of pedagogical agents. That is, we aim to use agents that display dynamic facial expressions, which are synchronized with computer-generated speech. Similar to previous studies, we focus on smiling expressions of talking virtual agents as the potential cause for emotional contagion in learner-agent interaction in virtual learning systems. Secondly, we aim to explore the effects of an agent's smiling expression in the context of a virtual learning environment. Pursuant to this goal, two experiments were conducted in which participants were either exposed to a neutral or a frequent smiling expression of a virtual agent. Experiment 1 explored the effects of an agent's smiling expression on the learner's emotions, motivation and learning outcomes. Experiment 2 served as a post-hoc study that utilized quantitative and qualitative data to assess how learners might perceive the meaning of smiles by the virtual agent in the virtual learning environment. Experiment 1. In this experiment, we aimed to determine the effects of an agent's smiling expression on a learner's emotions, motivation, and learning outcomes in virtual learning environments. This experiment also served to test the hypothesis that a smiling expression of a virtual agent will positively affect a learner's emotions, motivation and learning outcomes. Participants, 107 freshmen at a university were recruited to participate in exchange for extra course credits. All participants were business majors who had no experience in programming-related subjects and did not have any experience interacting with virtual agents. Virtual agents in virtual learning environments. Two 3D male virtual agents were designed to convey either a neutral facial expression or a constant smiling expression. The audio speech of both agents was generated using the Ivona text-to-speech engine. The virtual learning environment served as an interactive platform for the virtual agent to deliver lessons on basic computer programming. Figure 1. Neutral face agent and smiling face agent. Figure 2. Virtual learning environment. Dependent measures. To measure learners' emotions, the positive affect scale from PANAS-X was utilized. The survey asked respondents to indicate the degree to which they experienced 10 types of positive feelings using a 5-point Likert type scale ranging from 1 to 5. The total score for general positive affect was obtained by adding the 10 responses to the items. Besides the positive affect, the different subscales obtained from the survey were joviality, self-assurance, and attentiveness. A survey consisting of 3 items, each scaled from 1 to 7, measured learners' perceptions of the virtual lessons. 1. The lesson is fun. 2. The lesson makes me curious to know more about the subject. And 3, I am willing to come back to this lesson in the future. Learners' perceptions of virtual agents were measured by 5 items, each scaled from 1 to 7. I like Michael. Michael is knowledgeable. Michael is friendly. I can trust Michael, and I am willing to learn with Michael in the future. Learning achievements of participants were measured as total scores on comprehension post-tests. The comprehension test asked learners to predict the output of 12 short program statements. The transfer tests required learners to apply algorithmic rules as learned in the virtual lessons to the new situation. In order to achieve the correct output, each correct output was awarded 1 point. Hence, the maximum score obtainable was 12. These measures were consistent with the cognitive skills of knowledge retention and comprehension in computer science. Procedure. Participants were randomly paired with the neutral virtual agent or smiling virtual agent. All participants were seated in front of individual computers with earphones. To deter participants from suspecting the intention of the experiment and thus paying attention to the facial expression of the virtual agent and to their own emotions, 2 important measures were taken. Participants in the control and experimental groups were separated accordingly into 2 different laboratories so that they would be unaware of the different conditions, and participants were told that the study was for the purpose of measuring computer aptitudes. After the 30-minute interactive lesson with the virtual agent, participants were instructed to fill up the surveys for measuring emotions, perceptions on the virtual learning, and perceptions on the virtual agent. Finally, participants were given 30 minutes to complete the post-test results. An independent sample t-test was performed to compare scores for emotion, perception of virtual learning, perception of the virtual agent, and the post-test between participants in smiling and neutral agent conditions. Table 1 shows the means, standard deviations and p-values of the t-test analysis. Table 1. Means, standard deviations and p-values of t-test analysis. As shown in the table, participants experienced marginally less positive emotion when paired with the smiling virtual agent. T equals 1.755, P equals 0.072. Based on the positive affect subscales, it was shown that the smiling virtual agent had a negative impact on participants' feelings of joviality. T equals 1.820, P equals 0.082 and self-assurance. T equals 2.184, P equals 0.031. Finally, the smiling virtual agent had a negative impact on learners' perceptions of virtual learning. It was shown that the participants experienced lower curiosity to explore the virtual lesson more. T equals 225, P equals 0.028 and less willingness to return to the virtual lesson. T equals 1.974, P equals 0.05 than did participants engaging the neutral agent condition. No significant effects were found for participants' perceptions of the virtual agents and post-test scores. Finally, results from 2-way ANOVA determined that these findings were not moderated by participants' gender. For all significances, p. 0.05. Discussion. The purpose of this study was to determine the effects of agent smiling expression on learners' emotion, motivation and learning outcome in virtual learning systems. To achieve this, participants were either paired with the neutral face agent or smiling face agent in a virtual learning environment. Based on the data, there were no significant differences of post-test scores between learners in smiling and neutral agent conditions. Hence, learning outcome was not affected by the presence of a smiling agent. However, it was shown that participants who interacted with the smiling face virtual agent experienced lower positive affect, joviality and self-assurance than did participants who interacted with the neutral face virtual agent. Furthermore, the smiling expression of the virtual agent eroded participants' perceptions of virtual learning environments. This discovery is at odds with earlier findings, which highlighted that the smiling expression of virtual agents causes congruent emotions in participants. Why did the smiling expression of the agent negatively impact learners' emotions and motivation in virtual learning systems? It is plausible that participants' emotional responses to a smiling expression of the virtual agents are different, based on participants' diverse appraisals of the perceived meaning of smiles. Indeed, recent research posits that people distinguish between genuine and fake smiles given by virtual agents. In particular, genuine smiles express an agent's emotional state of happiness, while fake smiles communicate politeness, embarrassment, or hiding true feelings. In fact, An investigation of human virtual agent interaction showed that people's feelings of enjoyment are affected by the perceived meaning of virtual agent smiles. To distinguish the dissimilar meanings of smiles, we follow an emergent theory proposed by Niedenthal, Mermillod, Meringer, and Hess called the model of simulation of smiles. In this model, three types of smiles are proposed: ones to indicate felt positive emotion, ones to express social motives, such as politeness and greetings, and smiles to communicate dominance, pride, and masking of negative intentions. Placing the sims in human virtual agent interaction, it seems likely that the emotion congruence effect occurs only if virtual agents are perceived to be expressing enjoyment smiles. Conversely, emotion divergence is induced when smiles of virtual agents are perceived as fake, such as a dominant smile that masks negative emotions. Following this view, we hypothesize that the negative emotion and reduced motivation occurred because participants might have perceived the virtual agent's smile as fake rather than genuine smile. To seek a better understanding regarding this issue, a follow-up study was conducted. Experiment 2 served to determine how the smiling expression of the virtual agent might be perceived by learners. Based on the sims, the prototypical smiles under investigation are enjoyment, affiliative, and dominant. A qualitative survey was also utilized to shed light on learners' perceptions of a virtual agent's smile. Experiment 2. The outcomes of Experiment 1 showed that the smiling expression of the virtual agent had negative impacts on participants' emotions and motivations. Based on the factors discussed above, we hypothesized that the emotion divergence occurred because participants were more likely to perceive the agent's smile as dominant rather than enjoyment affiliative. Hence, this study examined how the smiling expressions of pedagogical agents are interpreted by learners in a virtual learning system. Participants from the same university as in Experiment 1, 56 freshmen were recruited to participate in exchange for partial course credits. No participant had had any previous experience with virtual agents. Materials. For the purpose of this study, we used the virtual learning environment that is paired only with the smiling face agent. Dependent measures. Based on the sims, a multiple-choice survey asked participants to choose one of the following. The virtual agent is smiling because he is happy. The virtual agent is smiling because he is being polite. And the virtual agent is smiling because he is hiding his true emotions. Procedure. Participants were told that the study required them to evaluate the meaning of the smile displayed by the virtual agent in the virtual learning environment. Within a closed classroom, participants viewed and listened to the lesson presented by the virtual agent, which was projected on a 4,000mm x 4,000mm screen. The agent's speech was channeled through four mounted PA speakers. After observing the virtual agent, the participants were asked to select one answer that described their perception of the agent's smile: enjoyment, affiliative, or dominant. Next, they were instructed to give their subjective evaluation of the smile displayed by the virtual agent. Results and discussion. In our earlier discussion, we noted that the social meaning of a pedagogical agent's smile might be interpreted differently by learners. Arguably, negative emotion and motivation may arise because learners perceive the smile of a virtual agent as non-enjoyment rather than enjoyment. To explore these issues, a descriptive analysis was performed to compare the frequencies of participants' perception of the three smiles: enjoyment, affiliative, and dominant. As shown in Figure 3, the perception of an enjoyment smile is 0%. This means that none of the participants thought that the virtual agent was genuinely expressing a state of happiness. Instead, the virtual agent's smile was perceived to be either affiliative, being polite, or dominant, hiding emotions. To explore whether gender moderated the perceptions of the agent's smile, a chi-square analysis was conducted. Results indicated that male and females did not significantly differ in their perceptions of the agent's smile. Greek letter chi equals 0.04, p. 0.05. Figure 3. Perception of agent smiles. We conducted an exploratory analysis to tease apart the remarks made by participants on the agent's smile. Interestingly, there were consistent and recurring themes in the remarks, based on how smiles were perceived. Specifically, participants who perceived the smile as affiliative commented, "Somehow his smile makes me less stressed, less scared because of his smile. He is teaching patiently and politely, not scared because smile is so friendly and has true feelings, and audience will feel comfortable when seeing his smile." Taken together, this implies that an affiliative smile by virtual agent seems to induce positive feeling of social attachment and intimacy in participants. As for when the agent's smile was perceived as dominant, participants remarked, creepy and fake, forced smile, he tries to be polite, feel scared because he has no feeling, scared, unnatural smile, is hiding his true feelings, feels like he is going to kill me, his smile is tricky, looks happy but fake, feeling scared as he is hiding something from audience, and he is showing off. Overall, these comments reflect a sense of distrust, withdrawal, vigilance, and general negative emotion in participants who perceived the dominant smile. Table 2. Learners' comments regarding pedagogical agent's smile. General discussion and conclusion. This study proposes two key insights that contribute to the research in learner-pedagogical agent interaction in virtual learning environments. Firstly, this study shows that facial expression in talking virtual agents can automatically and subconsciously induce emotional and motivational responses in learners. The emotion contagion effects were observed even when the smiling expression of the virtual agent was not consciously attended to. Moreover, our study shows that facial expressions in talking agents affect how people perceive virtual environments. Plausibly, emotional responses induced by facial expressions of agents changed the way participants perceived the virtual environment. Notably, exploratory analysis yields a strong correlation in all relationships between emotion scores and perceptions of the learning environment. Secondly, our study reveals that the virtual agent's smile induced a divergent effect on participants' emotional and motivational states. The effect of emotional divergence was initially surprising, as one might expect that the agent's smile would produce congruent emotions in participants. However, a deeper perspective regarding this issue was found in the literature describing the role of social comparison mechanisms in divergent emotional contagion. In the light of social comparison, people do not always perceive an agent's smile as enjoyment, which expresses a genuine state of happiness. Rather, as shown in Experiment 2, the agent's smile could be interpreted as non-enjoyment, such as affiliative or dominant. It can be further argued that the social interpretation of an agent's smile as dominant and fake produces negative impacts on emotion and motivation in virtual learning systems. Our results from Experiment 2 showed that participants' interpretations of agent smiles were almost equally divided between dominant and affiliative. Curiously, none of the participants perceived the agent's smile as enjoyment. Hence, one might ask, why was the agent's smile perceived as non-enjoyment rather than enjoyment? Insights regarding this question can be found in participants' comments about the virtual agent and its smile. Some of the remarks regarding the agent's smile and speech indicated that the agent's speech was emotionless and monotonous, albeit being clear and articulate. Hence, the lack of emotion in the agent's voice diminished the perceptions of smiling agents as being truly happy. Instead, the incongruent pairing of emotionless voice and a smiling facial expression might have induced a disconcerting emotional effect in participants, resulting in various interpretations, such as fake, scary, hiding its true emotion, unnatural, and tricky. This observation mirrors earlier findings by Creed and Bale, which indicated that mismatched facial and voice expressions elicit negative responses from people. Furthermore, there were a few comments describing the lack of synchronization between speech and lip movement, such as fake and creepy, suggesting the uncanny valley effect, which might have contributed to the negative perceptions of the agent's smile. Taken together, this study suggests that the voice expression and lip synchronization influence the perception of the smile of a talking animated virtual. It is worth noting that learners who perceived the agent's smile as affiliative mentioned positively that they were more comfortable and less scared and stressed when engaging the virtual agent. Similarly, findings in a recent study suggest that an agent's smile positively impacts participants' social evaluation of the virtual agent. Based on this prior discourse, it is imperative for virtual agent designers to be aware that a mismatch of the facial expression and voice expression of a virtual agent may elicit unfavorable emotional response from learners. In the case of this study, the neutral voice of the virtual agent distorted the perception of the virtual agent's smile, which led to negative emotional and motivational responses from learners. As voice quality is shown to impact perception, our future work will include an agent that displays congruent emotional cues through both facial and voice expression. These future studies are motivated by the quest to determine if congruent positive display of an agent's facial and vocal expression can positively influence learners' affective factors such as emotion, motivation and learning perception in a virtual learning environment. Limitations and suggestions for future research. This study is not without limitations. In the context of our experiment, the duration of the virtual lesson was restricted to 30 minutes. This duration might not represent the length of a typical lesson in a virtual learning environment. Hence, the effects of an agent's smile have yet to be ascertained for a prolonged virtual lesson. Future research should use longitudinal research to enhance understanding of how a smiling agent affects cognitive and socio-emotive behaviors in respondents. One of the reviewers of this paper pointed out that a participant's demographic and personality traits might have impacted his or her perception of an agent's smile. Unfortunately, our study design and data did not allow for additional insights into why some learners perceived the agent's smile as affiliative, while others perceived the agent's smile as fake dominant. Hence, future research should explore how a learner's demographic, cultural and personality markers may influence his or her perception of an agent's smile. Moreover, as suggested by the same reviewer, the findings of our study should be replicated with different agent designs, in order to associate the effects of an agent's smile with agent properties such as gender, stereotype and ethnicity. Last but not least, a control group using the voice paired with static images of a smiling agent can be included in future experiments, in order to reinforce the validity of the current findings of this paper. Acknowledgement. This research has been supported by the Fundamental Research Grant Scheme by Malaysia Ministry of Higher Education under Grant Agreement ID, MMURMCPLSLFRGS/2014/1. This is the end of the article. The full text of this article is available at the IRODL website, www.irodl.org. Goodbye.